baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short fun.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. I'm a man, Father Ty, with me, Simon. What's happening, dog?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Janine, what's going down?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Nifty, nifty, nifty. Butter, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Chilling, chilling, chilling.
We making it. All right, y'all, check this out. I do apologize for not being able to be on there yesterday, but due to circumstances beyond my control, I'm a little sick, so I had to hope y'all could bear with me tonight. Really, 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 really sick. But, hey, we got a great show for y'all tonight. We got my girl coming on, Keisha Cautious. You know, we got new music from her. She gonna sit back, kick it with us. Act a damn fool. Talking about the queen of pettiness. Oh, man. If y'all ever on her motherfucking Facebook page, y'all know she acts a damn fool. So I expect nothing less. So y'all know how we gonna do it. I said, we got another caller real quick. Caller, what's happening?
No. That's me.
Oh, okay. Okay, now we're going to start doing this. The name. So what's going on, people?
Man, okay, I'm chilling like
this. Shit. Fuck it. Don't say nothing. All right, look. We're going to have to do it like this. We're going to have to do it like this, y'all. I know right now that I am very sick, but I'm going to do this show. But y'all got to work with me. So if I seem a little cranky and edgy, y'all got to understand I'm a little sick today. So y'all got to be nice to me. Even though if I'm going to be an asshole, y'all still got to be nice.
Yes, sir.
Right. I feel like I'm in a goddamn service all over again.
Well,
sir, general, sir.
Whatever, that's right. Boot camp, whatever the hell it's going to be. Oh, boy. All right, so, man, what I missed yesterday, I heard you got bombarded.
Yeah, man, everybody was against me, man. But, you know, I'm used to that kind of shit, man. You know what I mean? That ain't nothing
mm-hmm.
new. Just like old school. Back when we first started, everybody was against me.
Here we go.
We got that bad dog.
Man, it got bad, bro. It got bad. Big Mike, though, Big Mike held me down.
So what was it about that everybody went against you?
Oh, we was talking about the prom, man. All right. I'm going to ask you, man. I know you're going to agree with me, but I'm going to ask you anyway. All right. You married. you got a stepdaughter or stepson, either or. Okay? And it's prom time. So you know what I'm saying? You spend all this money on the prom. Now the biological ain't done shit. Ain't chipped in a dime. Ain't put a penny in on the prom. You just spent $1,000 on the prom.
Okay.
And let's say the biological wants to come over and take pictures. Now take in mind, they ain't put a dime on this shit. But now they want to come over and take pictures. You down with that?
Hell no, motherfucker.
I knew it. I told y'all. I couldn't use you last night, man. They was all on my trail about that shit, man.
Nah, hell no. Motherfucker, you sit your ass. Matter of fact, don't even get out the car.
Exactly.
But you know how women are. First thing they do, well, that's they daddy, and they want to see him. Ain't that a bitch? Well, tell him he need to break some bread.
I mean, but okay, you're stupid.
Now let me flip it. Let's suppose you the dad, and it's her mom. It's your daughter's mom. She ain't done shit for the prom. You the dad, your new wife, she cool with it. She like, well, you know, fuck it. You snap on baby mama, you tell her ass to leave.
Hell yeah, bye, go. Shit, you ain't did shit all this time.
Exactly.
Then you want to come, and them the worst ones, because then they the one who want to take over all the damn pictures.
Exactly.
My baby, bitch gone somewhere.
Janine.
Okay.
I already said it ain't right, but it ain't got it don't have anything to do about how I feel or about how the other parent feel. It goes by what the child feels. And if the child wants the parent there, what are we supposed to do? Say, no, that bitch can't come over here, or no, that motherfucker needs to say where the fuck he at. No, I'm not gonna do that. Because that's all
I see. No, it ain't.
That ain't nothing to do with me. That ain't got nothing to do with me or how I feel, because if that's the case, I wouldn't want the motherfucker over
there. That's what I'm saying. I agree with y'all, but what I'm saying is it depends on what the child wants. And if the child wants their parents there, then so be it. Don't ask me for nothing else, man. Don't ask me for shit. All right, y'all. Hold on, y'all. No further ado. We got a girl on the line. Miss Keisha Cautious. Keisha, what's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up? Sin City.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Y'all petty.
We ain't got petty yet, shit.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you know I'm ready. Hey, I kind of chimed in on the last end of that conversation. What was that about again?
All right, I'm going to break it down to you, sweetheart. Me and you together, we married. Uh-huh. Okay? You have a daughter, which is my stepdaughter now.
Uh-huh.
It's prom time. Okay, it's prom time. We ask her father, you know, hey, it's prom time, you know, she want all this shit. You know, can you chip in?
Uh-huh.
He say he ain't got it. He can't do nothing. He can't help us, right? So we spend all this money getting our baby ready for the prom and all that good shit. And then he bring his punk ass up and want to take pictures. You down with that?
Ooh, okay. So I'm going to give you the real side, and then I'm going to give you the petty side, all right?
Okay.
I would just be all the way 100 with you, because I'm kind of indulged in a situation like that myself. It is what the child wants, you know, regardless to what his – I ain't going to even go there – regardless of what he's doing and not doing, it is what the child wants. On a petty note, hell no. Why you want to show up next?
See, that's the whole point.
Why you want to show up next? You know, but you have to sometimes, you have to cater to the child needs sometimes, because there's already a lot of kids out here without mama and daddy both in the picture at the same time. But he's super foul. He want his cake and eat it too. He want y'all to do the job and then want to reap the benefits of it. That ain't how that shit go out here.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I'm like, I might not say nothing at that point in time because, like y'all said, okay, at the end of the day, I mean, I can't, it would be heartbreaking for me to be like, tell your punk ass daddy he got to go. But
Now, here comes
the petty side of me. You can't say shit else to me. Don't say nothing else to me that day. Don't say
right,
a motherfucking
it
thing
be
to me that day.
But you need to address
you can't say shit. I mean, and I, when I say you
well,
can't
well,
say
hold
shit
on, man. Are you saying the child can't
well,
say shit to you?
The child?
No, the wife. The wife can't say shit to me.
Okay,
don't say
okay,
nothing to all me.
Right.
Don't say shit to me because I'm. Because you, I mean, cause I'm gonna tell you like this. I got to take it out on somebody. I can't take it out on the. I just as well can't take it out on the kid. So you next in line. You gonna have to take that one. You gonna have to take that one for baby girl. She.
I don't think you should like give it to her though. You know, I think you need to give it to him. I think you need to give it to him because your wife is you and your wife are team nine. He ain't a part of that team no more. So you need to go ahead, you know, put on a show, put on a little facade. Everybody else do it. Everybody jumping pictures like they've been down forever. So let them keep on doing it. Let them keep on.
And then, your child is going to see it.
Exactly.
I mean,
but
after
once
she
that,
leaves, after she
once
leaves,
that
you know, we can call them and cuss them out all we want them. Because after she's gone with you, she can cuss the fuck out.
I'm going to tell you, if I see one picture on Facebook with him and her on there talking about at my baby girl's prom, I'm going off.
Yeah,
I'm
I am
going
too.
Off.
We just lost Keisha.
Oh, she maybe she was from college, so I call right back. Well, yeah, I'm gonna go off about that one, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right, but I just know my attitude. This motherfucker didn't walk in. He didn't waltz in, and now all of a sudden he just. Okay, Keisha, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Y'all being petty and shit, hanging up on me already. But I got something to
you
tonight.
That's your
Boost
Mobile,
you fucking.
That's
Boost Mobile.
That
Boost Mobile.
Hey, check it out. Okay, go ahead. Y'all can see, because this is a real serious conversation right now. Well, I'm at y'all.
No.
Go ahead.
I mean, I know, like I said, I'm going to be pissed. I mean, no, I'm not going to show it in front of the kid. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you like this. The only way that I won't get mad at you, even if you're not, you better act like you're just as mad as I am. Because if you walk in that house like ain't wasn't nothing wrong with that, oh, I got a problem.
Now, that's a different story.
If you walk in that motherfucker just as mad as me, calling him all kind of punk motherfuckers, then I'm agreeing. But if you walk in like, oh, everything was so nice, and let me give you an example. You know how there's always that one auntie or something that couldn't come? So, you know, they get on the phone to call her, and girl, guess who came? Yeah, but they took some nice pictures, though. What? Bitch, they took some what? With my camera?
No, I'm not letting that shit happen, man. Don't even get off the
car. You could not get on the phone bragging about him coming. Well,
at all.
Well, at least he did show up. You know, he did. You can't say nothing nice. Nothing nice.
But where was he
even
at?
If you want
where was he
to.
At all the other times? He didn't show up all the other
right.
times. But now, on a big event in his child life, now he want to appear. No, Casper, move around.
Damn right. Hit the door, Joe. Your punk ass ain't even coming in the house. Y'all take pictures outside. You ain't coming in the house. I'm serious to the motherfucker about that shit, man. I got the prom next Friday. Motherfucker better not come over here.
You know what? Hey, take a picture of him coming.
Right.
I'm over here. I'm dead serious. This is going to be a problem.
I'm serious, too. Take a picture of him pulling up.
This all said and done. That child is going to look back and be like, this man is the one that really did all of this stuff for me. This man was just reaping the benefits. I pity this man. And then it's going to have more respect for you because you was more of a father figure.
That's bullshit. All kids don't think like that. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I'm here to tell you.
Damn.
I'm being real. I mean, you know, we can always say what we want them to think. But that ain't realistic. All kids don't think like that. You could be a motherfucker. You could be that soul motherfucker from day one. And that motherfucker still don't give a fuck about you. You a convenience to him.
That's true.
It.
That's
that
true.
Motherfucker don't
right
give a
now.
Fuck about you. That motherfucker will not look at you like you their father for nothing in the world.
I agree with that. I can agree with that. I would hope it wouldn't happen like that, but I can agree with that. Because some of these motherfuckers around here, boy.
But that
what
goes with saying,
that?
Just because you're not with a person, y'all need to learn how to co-parent. If you don't know how to co-parent out here, the relationship is always going to be a tear in the relationship. Now the child is in the middle of a tug of war. Oh, I love my daddy, but mama said this. Or I love my daddy, but daddy said this. Y'all know what I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a child in the middle
but
of
you,
a tug
you have
of
to
war,
be around. You have to be, both people need to
yeah,
be there if
you're
going to co-parent.
I completely
both of y'all
got to
be
you
there.
You have to be proactive in your child's life. I completely agree with you. But if you only showing up when it's convenient for you, nigga, fuck you.
Real talk,
you can't instill in a child's head, oh, your daddy ain't shit, this motherfucker, this and that, that and that. You can't do that. You know, kids grow up, they got little bitty personalities, and them personalities grow up to be adults, and then they see the real. They see the real in you once they about 9 to 10 years old. If you ain't around, they already got an opinion about you.
Well, I tell y'all what I'm going to do. I'm gonna get dressed.
Get
put
clean.
On my old ass N1s, my raggedy ass Kobe, and I'm going to take a picture of that shit. My caps are going to be ready to fight.
Hey, wait a minute.
This
is
this going to be a problem.
Is this Father Time talking?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you going to get dressed.
Damn right. I'm dressed to scrap.
You know I want to see that suit, right?
No, I ain't going to have on no suit. I got some steel-toe boots on. Shit, Vaseline, just in case that motherfucker get a good shot in.
Oh, Lord, not the Vaseline.
My shit swelling up. Fuck that, man. I ain't going for that shit, man. That motherfucker better not come over here. It's going to be a problem.
I feel you, though.
Let me
you
ask you,
did
dog.
This bad job. Go ahead.
But, I mean, like, okay, we talking shit, but, I mean, the women do make a valid point. If that's what the child wants, then, I mean, who are we to stop it? But now, here's my thing about that. I mean, let me ask the ladies. Ladies, are we wrong if we just say, you know, because, I mean, we done put all our time, effort, and energy into this, and this kid just shuns us off like we ain't shit. How are we supposed to look at that? I mean, are you mad at me because I say, you know what, I'm not fucking with your kid no more?
No, I mean, if you don't treat your child and if you don't treat that child for self-respect, then y'all ain't never going to have no relationship as a step-parent. I mean, that's the part.
What I'm saying is, like, everything was cool. I mean, everything was cool. It was sociable. It was what it was. But then the dad then popped in the picture. She just said, fuck me, like I was nothing. Like I ain't been that motherfucker to been there for you.
She's
gonna be put in her place. She's gonna get put in her place right then and there. I don't give a problem or not. To me, that's being disrespectful because if you the person that did everything for her to get her to this point, I don't give a fuck if her daddy showed up or not. She ain't just gonna, you know, disrespect the person that then got her everything she needed. That's not gonna happen.
She know what it is.
Lot of feedback. Hold on, y'all. We getting a lot of feedback. I don't know what that is. Hey, I was told to say happy 420. I don't smoke, so that day don't mean shit to me. I'm just saying.
How about that 420 credits go? I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't even know what today's date was. Ain't that something?
Girl.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Okay.
We got my man Big Mike chiming in. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up, everybody?
That's my dog right there. What's up, dog?
Oh, my
man. 40 grand.
I mean, all the little situations coming with all the time, you know. Yeah, I'll say something because, you know, I'm like this. If I'm helping out, paying for the prom, whatever, and, oh, boy, you know, if the daddy ain't helping nothing, yeah, I'm still at a problem.
It's a problem. For me, it's a problem. Hey, by the way, y'all, I hope everybody listening that's on the show right now, everybody that's listening on Gangsterville, everybody that's listening on TuneIn, I hope y'all went out and got that new Gangsterville magazine issue, because me and my man on the cover.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, no homo, but we look good than a motherfucker on this bitch, man.
As y'all do, I salute y'all, King. I salute y'all.
Yeah,
y'all, that was a nice cover. Y'all look good on there.
I concur. Thank you.
Hey, yo, Zach, don't
get
right,
that
man.
Cover, y'all. Get that magazine, GangstervilleMagazine.com.
No.
Get the issue, the new issue.
GangstervilleMag.com. Right, I don't want nobody saying, man, well, I put the wrong thing in, I couldn't get it. Now, motherfucker, GangstervilleMag.com. Get you a copy. And it ain't even expensive, y'all. It's an inexpensive magazine, but they got nice articles in there. And, fellas, the eye candy in there, oh, my God. Y'all
got
to get
this magazine. Man, they make their Jet Beauty look like some Jet Hoes.
Right.
Man.
I let my son see it.
Fuck Jet Beauty.
I let my son see it. He had like, he ain't seen no pictures.
He saw those pictures.
Right. He just
told you he ain't seen no pictures, but I saw them motherfuckers.
You better make sure you rip the pictures out your magazine. You
now I'm about to ask you, where's the magazine now?
He brought it back, put it back in my room. Act like he's to read.
You know, that
the
might
article.
Be some good that might be some good bathroom material. I'm reading the article, Mom. I'm reading the article.
I ain't trying to interrupt y'all, but who's the other ladies on the line? I'm sorry.
We'll introduce everybody to you, but let me just give this one more shout out. I gotta give a shout out to my man K Fresh, my man Stunning. Appreciate y'all, brothers. All right, we got we're going to introduce you. We got Janine. Janine, say hi.
Hello.
Hey, Janine, girl.
Hey.
Well, you see,
hey, if you hear me refer to her as Juicy, you can't call her that. Only I can, okay?
Only
the people that know why I'm called Juicy can call me Juicy. Now
you gotta put some slick shit on it.
Let me know.
You gotta put some slick shit in there now, huh? That's cool. We got Butter on the line. Butter, say hi.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Butter? Y'all sound like some motherfucking sets operators or some shit. Did I call in the right line? The fuck? What's your time
you,
got going
you.
On?
That's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose.
This shit sound like for $9.99, I could get it in.
Right. And that's what we trying to do.
Y'all know y'all got my little raspy, rapping ass voice on this motherfucker. I don't even sound like them. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now. As far as the rap game goes, this is just my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I think MC Light and Eve were the tightest female rappers I ever heard. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the rap game is mostly male. So how do you hold your own against a male-dominated industry?
You
as
don't.
As a female rapper... How do you hold it down? Is it the lyrics? What is it?
You don't hold your own against a male. And that's why people need to know that. It's always a separation with male and female in anything that you do. Men do things one way, women do things another. So I'm not out here trying to compete with no man.
No, I'm not saying not as far as competing. I'm saying how do you hold your own? I mean, how do you hold it down? I'm not saying as far as battle rapping a guy or no shit like that.
No.
I'm just saying just
yourself.
As a female, how do you make it in a male dominated industry?
You just be yourself. That's it. Just be yourself. I don't need no booty implants, no titty implants. Just be yourself. Just be 100 with everybody you come across.
Mm-hmm.
Just be 100. Men gonna respect what you do because you 100 with them. Women gonna respect what you do because you 100 with them. Don't be out here burning no bridges. Just be you. That's the only way. That's the best way to sum it up. Be you. Either they gonna like it or they ain't. Everybody ain't out here built to like you. Did I answer your question? Because you got kind of quiet. He got kind of quiet. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you answered my question.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid question, though. How do you hold your own? You know, you got all these dudes out here. They tearing the clubs up, this and that, that and that. You bring something different to the table.
I'm just wondering because, you know, it's mostly guys, so. Just want to have female. I've never talked to a female rapper before, and I always wanted to know. You know, how do you hold your own against? It's 100 male rappers to every one female rapper. You know what I mean?
It is, but everybody gonna get tired of hearing all them dudes. Man, let us hear some females spitting some fire out here. You know, I mean, just real. I could do a show full of dudes and love it because I'm the only girl up there. So the attention is gonna be on you. I'm like, oh, I heard him. What she got to say, though? What she talking about?
Especially with that white outfit on you had on, but I ain't going to.
You know what?
All right, now, I'm going to piggyback on my man. Now, Miss Cautious.
Oh, shit.
You like in the center of controversy when it comes to certain people.
Okay.
Nah. I'm not going to say no names. I mean, yes, I am. I'm just going to throw some names out, and you tell me what it is.
All right.
Thugged Out.
Love him.
Okay.
Love him.
Freddie Gibbs.
Knew that was going to come up.
I knew it was going to come up. I had to take a breath. Okay. Dang, she had a little echo behind that screen. No beef with Gibbs. You know, a lot of people hear shit in these streets that just don't sit well with a lot of people. And I know half of the shit I heard is valid. But who am I to address it? I feel the man doing what he's doing. To each his own. I salute him. You know, do your thing. Let me ask you this.
Do you know him personally? Have you ever worked with him?
I know him personally. I never worked with him, but I know him personally, yes.
Okay.
Like I know Thug Out
personally.
I mean, it's just like this. I feel like this. You need to keep it 100 with your home front. Enough said, ain't nothing else to be said. You need to just keep it 100 with your home front. Because at the end of the day, home is home. Mm-hmm. And your biggest fans could possibly be from your home. But I just feel you just can't turn your back on your city. You just can't do it. Every rapper that came out, they city done showed them the most love. Look at Twista.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago been holding Twista down for damn near 30 years. Look at Nas and Jay-Z. Them cities been holding them down. Everywhere you go. Hell, look at Lupe Fiasco. Chicago holding him down. And he's new to the game. You need your city. Your city is everything. That's your bread and butter. That's your home front. That's where you – I want to be – look. Prime example, if I was in Freddie Gibbs' shoes, I want to be to the point where I can come back to the crib and be like, what's up, y'all? Let's kick it. Let's do a video. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do that. But you got so many motherfuckers out here that got beef with them, and not even knowing him personally. They just got some type of beef with them because they done heard this. They done heard that. They done heard this. Me, myself, I ain't got no beef with the guy. But I do think he needs to keep it 100 with his city. Stop all this Facebook beefing with motherfuckers and tell motherfuckers what it is. Quit turning your back on niggas that was there for you from jump.
Well, since you know him personally, now I've heard a lot of people say something that you just said. I don't know the man. I listen to some of his songs. He got a couple of nice songs that I like. I do listen to some of his songs. But I don't know him personally. But you're like the third or fourth person I heard say he can't go back home. That motherfucker really can't go back? Is it that
serious?
You
know what? I'm going to put it like this. If you take home on a road with you, and then home come back home, and you still on the road, and you ain't looking like home, like it's home no more, no, you can't come back.
Damn.
And I hope that made sense.
It did.
I hope that made sense.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Like I said,
I
don't know.
And I just
want to
be all the way 100. And I'ma stress this again. I ain't got no beef with Gibbs, but nigga, if they out here dragging your name through the mud and slamming your ass up under the bus, you need to rectify some situation with some niggas, for real, point
mm-hmm.
blank. You need to clean the motherfucking slate, let motherfuckers know, no, it's not like this, it's not like that. They telling you this, but listen to my side of the story, because me, it's three sides to every story. It's your side, his side,
your
and
side.
The truth. And
ain't
the truth,
it,
will, and the truth won't always stand motherfucking strong. So if you ain't defending yourself to what I'm hearing out here in these motherfucking streets, well, shit, I'm starting to think some shit is real true.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Defend yourself.
I ain't got no beef with the dude, but just defend yourself. Real talk.
Well, okay. All right, let's go a little farther. Let's go, you know, Mr. Tension, goddammit.
Mimi. I fucks with Tension, y'all. I fucks with him.
Okay.
I believe that. I fucks with Tension. Man, I almost said that motherfucking government name. Yeah, I fuck with Lenny. That's my dude right there. I know he gonna kill me bad. But look, I've been fucking with him 20 plus years in the making, y'all. Love him. Stand up, dude. Stand up, dude.
Okay,
go ahead, Zach.
The reason I asked you all these names is because I've seen you deal with each individual on a different level. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, here you are, this one female that's dealing with everybody, but yet and still, it seems as if we can't get this Midwest thing to just gel. And I mean,
exactly.
If it was up to you, now, I mean, if you could just say, if it was one thing you say I could do to make this whole Midwest thing jail, what would you do?
Man, first of all, I'd sit all these motherfuckers down and slap their ass in the face. But that's me being petty, though. On some real shit. Just to be honest, 100. Everybody need to come on. First of all, everybody need to be on one accord. You know, half of the names you name, They done paved the way for a lot of these young dudes coming up in the game. So if they see y'all out here acting a fool amongst each other, what the fuck you think they gonna do? I mean, be a trendsetter out here. Real talk, be a motherfucking trendsetter. Tension, he killed it on BET. I had some, you know, problems with the Mammy song, but, you know, he killed it on BET. But yet and still, you know, he got his people that like him and he got his people that don't. I fuck with Tension heavy. I fuck with all of them real heavy. I don't take no sides. I ain't involved in no he say, she say between none of them. I don't give a fuck with none of y'all do shit. I'm still out here trying to get my feet wet and my hands dirty.
Well, that's what's up.
I feel your pain. But for everybody that's listening on Gangsterville Radio or listen to us on TuneIn, if you have a question, 646-727-1283. See, answering all questions. You're answering all questions, correct?
I'm answering all questions. So you petty motherfuckers, come on, because I know y'all coming.
All right. Well, check this out, y'all.
I already wrote some jokes out. No, I'm just fucking with y'all.
Look at you. All right, check this out, y'all. I want to go to this song right here, Play No Games.
Oh, shit.
I like this song.
All right, man. But, I mean, give me.
I love it.
You know what? I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to play it. Then I want you to holler at me about this song once it's over. Check this out, y'all. My girl, Keisha Caution, Play No Games.
Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane, I'm screwing the block and flipping this game. Most bitches ripping the same. I ain't no grip but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane, I'm screwing the block and flipping this game. Most bitches ripping the same. I ain't no grip but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. So many things that we go through, like hating on each other, contemplating on each other, crushing feelings in others. What you dealing is for us. Yeah, that's your fucking business. Keep it walking while you talking all the shit that is meaningless, you see. Got plenty of ways to reach out to you hoes. Got more connections than a dollar bullets, call up the flow, you know. The question is what you wildin' out for? I'm tired of you bitches talking and shit, but don't know shit about me. Joe, I'm from that hood where killers ride. Do what we feel inside. Smoke a blunt with that fucking Henny, nigga. It coincides, they gon' swallow my pride. It don't matter your size. 219, I rep the shit until the day that I die. I'm in for months and I'm coming. Keep it fake, niggas running. Wanna get that shit up off your chest and niggas say something. Ain't no punk in my blood. Rollin' with killer thugs. Walk in the club and bust the bitch, cause it's the beat that I love. Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane. Going insane, I'm screwing the clock and flipping this game. Most bitches ripping the same. I ain't no grip but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane, I'm screwing the clock and flipping this game. Most bitches ripping the same. I ain't no grip but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. I'm so blasting, we're blasting. Ask your niggas what happened. Cautious murder bitches who unwrap them up in that plastic. In this game, I'm a classic. 29 in this bitch. 16 bottles of straight fire. Fuck what you represent. I got GDs and BDs, my doors and Corleones. Your clothes and black stones. Ready to blast on. No one with a mask on. See me when I'm coming. Doubt if your ass on, nigga. Keep your mouth from running an old fashioned beat down. Ain't no test from Smith and Wesson. You see, I defeat clowns. Teach your whole niggas a lesson. I'm from the G. Gotta claim it. Murder music. In the veins, where you gon' be when I bring it? Step on the same real range. I got a squad of soldiers. Made me strap up and take over my niggas, moving boulders. Giving whole niggas cold shoulders. This bitch be off the chain. Point no fingers on the blame. I told you, whole niggas, whole bitches, whole niggas, don't play no games. Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane. Going insane, I'm screwing the block and flipping this game. Most bitches ripping the same. I ain't no grip but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. Don't play no games with these links. They got me going insane. Going insane, I'm screwing the block. Flippin' this game, most bitches flippin' the same. I ain't no prick but a vein. Talk no shit unless you know it. You haters never gon' change. To all my east side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my west side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my south side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my north side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my east side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my west side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my south side niggas, don't play no games, my nigga. To all my north side niggas, don't play no games.
Oh, I'm feeling that. Don't play no games.
Hey, that's the only good thing. I swear, I don't care what show I do. I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna perform that song. That's one of my old songs, y'all. That was some shit. I was on that shit when I moved to Indianapolis. I was in Nap for like 12, 13 years, and I was like, look, I was out there thugging, y'all, trying to run with these niggas, thugging and shit, carrying pistols and shit. Yeah, that's what that song about.
Well, now, see, here's the thing about that. Now, me and you been knowing each other for what?
Let's not count the days and the years.
Right, a long time. We just going to say a long time. We've been knowing each other for a long time. And I done seen your evolution. I done seen you go from one phase to the next.
Yep.
Right, well, you know. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, where's your mind state at right now? If anybody had to ask you your mind state, what is it right now?
Well, a lot of people be paying attention to me right now. I'm like strictly. Well, I ain't gonna say strictly because I do veer away from it. But you know, I'll be rocking with the pro black movement right now. I mean, it's a lot of things that need to be touched on out here, and a lot of black folks really need to get it together. I'm just going to say it. A lot of black people need to really fucking get it together, preferably the men, because how you going to be a king to a queen if you're not carrying yourself as a king? And I'm being 100 with that. I mean, of course, I'm with the pro-black movement. Okay, so let me go on to touch on this. A lot of people, when I post shit on Facebook and talk against the Bible, people say, oh, you worship Satan and you're an atheist and this and that, that and that. No, I'm not an atheist. But how can I ride with a book that's been written by so many different people and everybody got a different story to tell? Come on, I'm going to need to hear the truth. And that's all I'm trying to reach out here. So with that being said, I said, okay, well, let me start researching and finding out, okay, here's King James. Let me research who King James is. Or here's the book of Luke. Let me research Luke. What was he about? Or Matthew or Mark or Jacob. You know, that's what I'm on out here. And so, and I found a lot of shit I was taught coming up. One about the right.
Well,
straight up.
You do know you just gave Mother a seizure. She's having a seizure right about now.
I know. She's shaking in her shoes.
Lord. She about to hang up. But just hang on, Mother. Hang on.
I ain't going to hang up.
But, you know,
that's the only thing I'm saying.
We go to these churches growing up. You know, my family, I'm going to be 100 with y'all. I was never forced in church. Never. My mom and daddy, they raised me. I'm the youngest of 9 kids. So when I was born, them other 8, they was already grown. So when I was born, mom and daddy was tired. They was already older. They was in age. They like, hey, whatever you want to do, we behind you. Know that you're doing the right thing. Don't be out here doing this. Don't be out here doing that. We not about to force you into church. But if you want to go to church, go on and go. Hear the word. You know? Get your feedback from it. Let us know how you feel about it when you get back. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. But now that I got older and I started seeing things with this little third eye I got, I'm looking at shit and I feel a certain type of way because all the pastors I've been up under, they never taught me what I had to learn for myself. And that's the thing. Can't nobody teach you nothing. You really got to learn for yourself.
Yeah, you got to go out there and learn it.
You got to learn.
So have you found the truth?
I don't think nobody found the truth yet.
Nobody found the truth because people not ready for the truth, but they're not going to allow the truth to be out there. So that's not going to happen.
Right, because the thing is this. Once the truth is exposed, then they're going to have to get rid of you. They got to get rid of you. And when I say they, everybody know who I'm talking about. They got to get rid of you because you done brought the truth about.
there are books of the Bible, you know, that they won't even put out. I mean, and you have to think about it. Who wrote this stuff? All these things are interpreted.
Uh-huh.
They had to be translated.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, they could translate it to say whatever they wanted to say.
Exactly. So why not let's...
All right now. Let's
go to Egypt and take their land and tell them, huh, here's a book. Read this book after we done already switched it around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you need to believe. You know, and then I know I'm gonna get a lot of bullshit behind this, y'all. I'm gonna get a whole bunch of bullshit behind this. I'm telling y'all,
Wait a minute, hold on before you finish that sentence. We got a caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller.
Oh, that's Candy.
Okay. We have another caller too. What's going on, Candy?
Shit, what's up?
Shit, nah. She just sounds so joyous. Anyway.
Yeah, I got a question. I just got text a question from Ms. Keisha Caution.
Oh, shit.
Somebody wants me to ask you why you don't like Stanley. Do you know who Stanley is?
I know who Stanley is. I don't like him.
I don't like him.
He know why I don't like him.
Oh, he
know
why
you don't like
him. Because he's light skin persuasion.
I don't like his T-shirts. They be small.
See? Probably because he's the light-skinned persuasion. That's all.
Yeah. I got a problem with light-skinned folks. Buddy, you ain't light-skinned, are you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, she not. Okay, all right.
I'm light-skinned.
You don't like
him because he's
real
light. I ain't got no problem with no light-skinned.
I'm light skinned.
Look, I'm light skinned.
No.
I got all these yellow motherfuckers attacking me and shit. The fuck? Where they do that at?
I'm not yellow, but I'm light.
I'm just messing with you.
Girl.
I don't get no dick.
But
she's a macadamia
nut.
But not, I mean, okay, I hear what you're saying about all that. And, I mean, okay, you know, a lot of people beg to differ with you, but I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion about it. I mean, as long as you're not trying to force feed it down nobody's throat, then, I mean, your belief is your belief, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to veer nobody away from God or anything like that. I'm not saying that because that's the first. That's who I talk to first thing in the morning and end my night off like that. So,
they do that to us, though. But they do that to us. So we don't want to hear what they have to say. We heathens, we Satanists, and everything
else.
Along
going to hell. That's what y'all doing.
And then,
right, we going to hell.
A number blasphemy.
We going to hell.
I ain't saying a word.
Hey, well, but you know what? And I'm happy you brought up hell. Because do you think hell is a mind state, or do you think it's an actual hell? Do you think we're living in hell now?
No. You talking about hell on earth? No. Hell is a place you go when you fuck up. Y'all going for talking the way y'all talking right now.
Really?
That's why I'm not saying nothing.
But you know what, you got two ears. You're supposed to listen with both of them ears, right? Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two lips. Keep that mouth closed, but you're listening with both of them ears.
Now, Keisha, let me ask you. Is that your dad or your granddad or uncle that's a preacher?
None of them.
So now, wait a minute. Someone in your family was a preacher.
Now, if they is, I don't know. Where they at?
Probably in hell. Church out.
Oh Lord,
this motherfucker just said probably in hell. We gonna have a sidebar conversation after we get off air.
Right.
But
no. I assumed it was a church on 21st, right over there by right by Dor Miller. And I thought that was your family's church.
Yeah, that's my family. That's my brother family church. Yeah, that's their church.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I remember because I don't know why I thought that was your dad or something that was up there. Somebody had told me something to them.
That's Pastor Nichols. Rest in peace. That's Pastor Nichols. Good dude, stand up guy. I missed him. A good dude.
Here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about him. I mean, I'm not saying that he's not a good guy or anything, but my kids was going there. My kids was going there with their mother. You know who my baby mama is. I ain't got to bring her names up, but and they had an Easter program. So you know, of course, my kids doing the Easter speech. So of course, I'm gonna come see them do their Easter speech. So I walk in and I remember I had on all black, and I had this gold necklace on. I had a gold necklace with a cross on it. And, you know, they did their little Easter speech, and he started to do his little sermon. And he looked me directly in my face and was like, I don't need to wear a big gold chain with a cross on it to know God loves me.
Oh,
I was hot.
Hey, but you know what's that? I'm going to speak on this. You know, most people go to church, and every time a pastor gets to talking, they think that pastor talking to them.
No. And you're right about that. A lot of times, like, it does sound like, but when he looks at you and points you out the crowd, because I'm like, really? Did you? I mean, it was so blatant that everybody in the church turned around and looked back at me. And I'm like, what the
fuck?
Oh,
wow.
And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I stayed because my kids. I stayed because of my kids. But y'all know how when this church is over and they stand in front of the door and they shake everybody's hand when they walking out, I blew past his ass like I was motherfucking Walter Payton running through a motherfucking the goddamn Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in 85. I couldn't get past his ass, but I didn't shake his hand. I didn't do shit. I walked right past his ass. And he told my kid's mother that, like, oh, it's a good thing you ain't with him no more. He got an attitude problem.
Oh,
attitude problem.
Okay.
He just called me on the whole church.
Whoa. Okay. You know, wow. God, I'm not gonna speak on that. God bless the dead. Rest in peace, Pastor Nicholas. And that's the thing, you know, it's crazy out here, though, y'all. Especially, I don't want people to mix. Just because I'm black conscious don't mean I don't love God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanna place a religion on something. You know, the Bible don't even speak on religion. The Bible don't even tell you need to be Baptist, you need to be Methodist, you need to be Pentecostal or any of that.
Exactly.
It doesn't tell you any of that. It does not say you have to be this to be that. It gives you rules.
And that's what I had to learn.
Exactly. It gives you rules to follow, point blank. But
it's a guidebook.
It's a lot of contradictory in the Bible. And that's what I want to focus on the contradictory part, because why this part say this, but this part say this? I mean, which one is it? Oh, well, let me see. In this book, it was wrote like this, and then in this book, it was wrote like that. Okay, so now y'all confusing a bitch. You know what I'm saying? y'all got a bitch confused. Now I'm about to go ahead and research my ancestors and see what they was on.
Mm-hmm.
See who they was praying to and worshiping.
Hello.
At the beginning of motherfucking time. That's what I'm focused on, because a lot of people don't understand your ancestors has made you who you are today.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We got another call. Shavonda, what's happening?
Hey, Keisha Boo.
Hello.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know I was tuning in on my lunch break.
Oh,
listening to the show. How
what's
y'all
up, baby
doing?
Girl?
We're good, we're good.
Y'all laughing at y'all talking about them dang on preachers, because I felt the same way every time I walked in the church. I was ready to get up and walk out because I thought he was trying to call me out.
He was talking about you and me and
girl,
oh, girl.
He was talking about me like he knew me.
Mm-hmm.
I about to pull him to the side and say, hey, where you know me from?
And that's the thing. A lot of these pastors, they where they at because they got that word play. If you know how to work them words, they know how to get at you.
But you know what? I want to speak on that. You know what? I went to a church one time. Pastor spoke a good sermon, like for real, he did. I'd be damned if I ain't read about him in a goddamn paper 6 months later, and I really like this goddamn church.
I'm about to fight.
Who called him?
Hell yeah, and I said, I'd be damned.
Oh,
I like him because out of everybody in the church, he said, who is that pretty girl sitting right there? I was like, oh, that'll be me. And I'd be damned. I done read about him in the goddamn paper. I said, you know what? I look at the shit on TV. Fuck that. I ain't going no more. That's damn church.
Mm-hmm.
And it said,
and then I read about how they like little boys and shit. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You know it's fucked up when the goddamn pastor's doing the same goddamn thing as the damn pedophile's doing.
Exactly.
It's some good pastors out here that, you know, that really, you know, take pride in what they do. But
yes,
there's so many
do.
Messed up ones out here, you just don't know, you know what I'm saying?
You don't know who to try to follow to the kingdom?
That's why you got to have a relationship with God for
exactly.
yourself.
Hold on, hold on. Move.
We got another call.
Hold on. Moonstar, you motherfuckers sound like Elroy Jackson. Come on. We got another call right here. Lisa, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, y'all. I'm just trying to see what y'all talking about tonight.
Oh, okay.
They
so
done got biblical
in.
On us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to change it up in a minute. But I do want to say
well, now, you
this,
know,
though.
You know I got to have my 2 cents right.
All right.
You know, I always got to go the opposite way. Now, I heard what you said about the preacher and the pedophile, but you got to remember, just because they're a man of the cloth don't mean that they ain't human, too. I know they ain't supposed to be pedophiles. I'm talking about sin in general. A lot of people want to go down on the preacher like, I go down on them, but they probably do that, too.
That's the problem.
Saying.
Y'all trying to get somebody down.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
What's
the card to go down on?
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, they
girl,
always want to be like, when you...
Girl, you almost
made me
spill
my hand. They like, you a preacher. You're not supposed to do this and the other, but they still human, too. Remember,
that's
in
right
the Bible, it said, all have sinned and come short of glory of God. Just because you a man of the cloth don't mean you ain't going to sin. So you can't
that's
come
true
too down
exactly
too hard on them.
That's true.
So,
see, but what
exactly
people gotta understand, what people need to understand, the church is a business. And the church
not always.
Well, not always. I'm gonna be
one of
them.
We gotta understand
and
read from
your,
the same Bible.
Hold on, y'all. We can only talk one at a time.
I'm gonna be 100 with you. I done been to some churches where I'm loving what this pastor's saying. Yeah, he doing it. He got me feeling a certain type of way. Now, all glory. You know what I'm saying? He got me feeling that way. But then, at the end of your sermon, oh yeah, we need a building fund. We need a fund for this. We need a fund for that. Hey, it's a church right here in a G right now, and I'm not about to exploit nobody's church. I love my people, and I know they might hate me after this, but it's a church right now. I know for a fact in a G, you can't even be a part of this church unless they have access to your bank account.
To your tax
I got a
return,
problem with that.
Girl, I amen behind that because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they want your tax return.
The
they want your
too
bank account. They want you to pay
they got a couple of them.
And when you and
me,
if you ain't paid your tax, they won't help you. Girl, I know what you're talking about. Now,
but
that church, that's the business.
You my pastor.
Hold on, y'all. I see that y'all are really passionate about this, but I only can hear one of y'all at a time.
Like,
all
right, we got you, baby. You know, everybody's
chapping
in on
really
that.
Wait a minute. Don't worry about it. Because you ain't going to be here none of them in a minute.
Oh, see, he's going to tell
you about that. God's going to get all y'all going to hell.
Oh,
and I ain't scared. Well,
I plead
well,
the fifth.
Heaven.
Hold on now.
I ain't scared to say no names. Is y'all talking about church on 25th in Grant?
Nope, the one on Cleveland.
I didn't say it. This is Keisha calling.
I did.
Oh, that was on Christ. Okay, shit.
It was Keisha Christ. I said it. I ain't scared. What they going to do?
I'm
curious about
this now. So you mean to tell me, if I walk in that motherfucker and they tell me, they going to tell me we're going to need your W-2, your last two check stuff, like a job interview before I can say I'm
yes,
a member of the church?
That don't
yes,
sound
sir
like a job interview. That sounds like a welfare appointment.
It's an ATM in there, too, though. It's an ATM in that motherfucker, too.
That sounds like a designated welfare appointment right there.
Hey, and that surcharge
they're trying to
on
come
the
up,
ATM
they're trying
like
to be
$25.
The next, they're trying to come up and get them a mega
hey,
church,
but it's not about that. What I was trying to touch on is... When I said the church is a business, and I meant that because the government going to only let you operate as long as you're preaching what they want you to preach. If you're preaching the truth, you're not going to operate. You're not. I'm just sorry.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, the church is a business, and they trying to get paid. Look at the preachers of L.A. I wouldn't dare step foot and nail one of y'all church, and that's 100.
Boy.
Because hey, look at Creflo Dollar. Do y'all know what Creflo means? Give me your dollar. Hell no. I'm good on you.
Jesus.
I'm not about to be a part of your congregation while I'm riding to your church.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to pay to go to church.
I'm riding to your church
right
in 1996 motherfucking Malibu, and you pulling up in a Bentley on some Dubs spitting and shit, candy paint dripping and shit, and you gonna tell me some bullshit? Hell, fuck you. Fuck you. I cannot respect you. You say you're a man of God, be a man of God. Be fruitful and
multiply. You talking about Creflo?
Hell yeah.
Are you talking about Creflo?
I'm talking about Creflo.
That's my dog.
That's your dog. You know what? Hey, tell Creflo, hey, real talk, this is some real shit, and I know a motherfucker that been to his church. Do you know he slapped members of his congregation for not paying tithes? Who the fuck
yeah,
are
okay.
you slapping?
You better take your ass to the store with that.
Man, who the fuck? How the fuck you going to slap me because I'm not? First of all, if we want to go back to the Bible, paying tithes ain't got nothing to do with monetary because this money out here evil than a motherfucker. The government so in debt with so many other motherfucking countries, we already don't. You know what I'm saying? Look at the back of your motherfucker birth certificate. The red numbers on the back of that motherfucker. I'm sorry, Social Security card. Everybody think it's the numbers on your Social Security card? No, honey. Look at the red numbers on the back of your Social Security card. That lets you know what bank your ass belongs to when your ass born. Google that shit. That's what I be saying.
Okay, Keisha, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to be having to find me a pastor if I don't get back in here because I'm on my lunch break. So I just want to let you know I did tune in and I did listen. I'm going to be praying to somebody's porcelain God in a minute.
Hey,
so,
but you know what, though? I love God.
I
baby, love you. My thing is that
I love God.
I love God completely. I just want to get this out here before we move on to something else. I love God completely. Can't nobody tell me shit about God. I know he gonna whoop my ass for cussing and shit. But I'm just saying, I love God completely. Completely. I just want to do a little bit more research on this Bible, on this book that's supposed to be our basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Just like they keep trying to force this white Jesus down our throat. Jesus was white, people.
Uh-uh.
He was not white.
How you
his
white?
Hair was what? And his
like,
skin was what?
What? But like they're trying to separate Egypt from Africa. Egypt is in Africa. Quit playing with me out here. Look at the Kemet. Look at the pyramids. A white man can't build that pyramid. So, okay, so we're going to take that pyramid and put it on the back of a dollar bill and put the CNI on it. Who you looking at? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fuck up out here. Fuck you white bastards. I'm going to fuck up out here. Straight up. I ain't going to even lie. Look at me all day long.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Exactly. Look at me all day long. I'm going to preach that motherfucking Black Panther, Black Consciousness. I'm going to do it because if we don't know where the fuck we came from, then who the fuck are we? Everybody else know where the fuck they came from. You got the Chinese. You got Caucasians. You got Mexicans. You got every single race in this world know where they derive from except from us. Because they try to keep our goal and our spirit and our spirituality away from us. Fuck y'all. I'm about to research that shit.
Keisha, I don't know, Keisha, I don't feel like that.
I think I don't go back to that Africa stuff. I think that's craziness.
That's another thing.
Keisha, I just got to say, I mean, you've been talking. I just got to tell you,
we built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I be trying to tell them. I mean, for real, y'all, it's real talk. They want to talk about Jesus or Yeshua. You know, you got to go back where it came from. Real talk.
And we understand that, Keisha.
You
got to
go back where it came from. Butter, what you
but I have to say this, Keisha. I have to say this. You know, the thing about it is all this crime that, you know, I mean, you know, like the slavery, they've been beaten and tortured by the white people.
Uh-huh.
And there was white slavery now. But
right.
They don't talk about that. They don't talk about that because they try to stress the fact of the, you know, the black community or whatever. And, you know, we all bleed the same.
We do.
And why I say this is because I am Caucasian.
Okay.
But I would never, ever. I would never look upon somebody, and there's not a prejudiced bone in my body, and I was raised in a prejudiced home. Okay.
Okay. So let me address you on that. I don't have a problem with all white people. I do have a problem with the oppressors. Yes, I do have a problem with the oppressors. What's not mentioned, a lot of black people are taught like, oh, we were slaves, and the white people did this, the white people did that, they did this. But what people don't mention is all the white people that were killed trying to help some of the slaves. You see what
I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I research, honey. I research out here. It was a lot of white people. I rock with them. They got killed trying to help us out here. Oh, why are you hanging Tom from that tree? No, don't do that. Let's get him down. Oh, we're going to kill you. You selling him. Like I said, I don't have a problem with white people. I do have a problem with the oppressors. I really
But,
do.
You know, like the thing is, you know, like everybody is fighting against each other. And, you know, to be honest with you, the government is sitting back and laughing at this stuff because you got all these people killing each other and all. And the thing about it is the whites, the Mexicans, the Asians, the African-Americans, the Arabs, the whoever, they just all need to come together and be as one. And we can all fight for, you know, them cops that's killing these people's children in Chicago or wherever, everywhere, you know, we all need to come together as one and fight for that. You know, it shouldn't be African Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We should have some white people in there as well, you know? Everybody should fight for that.
And I completely agree with you how it is with the noise, man. Well, I completely agree with you.
Do y'all hear the bell?
Yeah, we hear the bell. Let me get this out. Really.
Oh, Lord.
I got you. Wait a minute. Wait till later. So, look, check this out. This is the thing. It's just as much white-on-white crime as it is black-on-black crime. But black people are more televised because, of course, we want to make them look worse. You know, it's just as much Hispanic on Hispanic crime. Look at the Mexican drug lords. They out here wiping motherfuckers clean the fuck out. You hear me? So, like I said, why not make these black motherfuckers look like they the gorillas and they the enemies and this and that, that, and that. But I think Zach want to move on to another
subject. Give a fuck.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
Oh my goodness.
All right, y'all. So we had that baby. Thank you, y'all. Thank you, baby girl, for real.
Wow.
Butter, you still with me?
Hey, you sound like I'm in
church. Yes, I'm here with you, baby.
All right. Juicy, right. You with me, boo? Don't name Juicy.
Yeah.
Now I can call you Juicy. Go
ahead. All right, hold on, y'all. Everybody say what's up to Marley. What up, Marley?
Hey, Marley.
Hey, Marley.
Oh, I think he called in 5 minutes earlier. That's what's up.
Marley, you called in at the wrong time. Marley think he finna get to him about some fucking. Wait a minute. No, not tonight, Marley.
Hey, Marley, can you hear me?
Yep.
What that mouth do, though? What your mouth be doing, Marley? You want to hear about some sex? What your mouth do?
I be beatboxing with my mouth.
How long is your tongue, sir? That's why. How long is your tongue?
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that.
You don't know how long your tongue is?
You ain't never measured it?
You never measured your tongue?
I never measured my tongue.
You ain't never made a bitch come off
your
tongue?
Penis.
Oh, yeah. I'm skilled at that.
That got that sexy ass voice from her ass again that I'm jealous about.
Hold on now. I gotta agree with Marley on that. I ain't never measured my tongue either. I've never done that.
Let me measure it.
No.
I'm saying.
I don't know. Something about sticking a ruler in my mouth just don't feel too good to me. And
Don't worry about it. I'll be your ruler.
No,
man, we don't need no ruler.
What did you talk about?
Hey, nigga.
We don't need no ruler.
None. You understand me?
Marley, what's going on, man? I didn't been to church. I didn't been to motherfucking to the motherfucking United Nations. I didn't been anywhere on this show today.
Everybody say what's up to Big Pookie.
What up, Pookie? 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 What up, There you go, Pooh.
Exactly.
Salute. Salute, King. Salute.
We under illusion, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Y'all done converted this man. He done been on the show 20 minutes. He already converted.
We need to wake up.
Yeah,
we are chosen. We are the chosen people. That's why we are so oppressed.
Really?
And
yeah,
while we're trying to
read
a book, we should be trying to get a relationship, a one-on-one relationship, and that will clear your everything up.
You only get one life, so you
got
to make it.
I got a question.
Make it what it is.
I got a question.
What's that?
Okay.
It's Lakeisha. Okay. I've been listening to what you've been talking about. I'm just curious now. I feel you with the black power. I really do. But what is the excuse for the black on black? I mean, everybody want to be talking about the oppressor and why is this and why is that. But it sounds to me, and I'm black, it sounds to me that the blacks oppress each other. Because I say that, if you my brother, you know, these people trying to keep us down, why are we killing each other? That don't make sense. So you gotta kind of come on the other side of the fence, and you gotta say what the fuck is wrong with y'all. It's not them, it's y'all.
Right,
well,
and I completely agree with you.
Can I answer that?
I'm gonna answer that.
Nah,
is your name Keisha?
Say that.
It's my show.
Hey,
that shit was part of the plan. That was a part of the plan.
Exactly. Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, we was taught from day one to have a crabs in the barrel mentality. I mean,
exactly.
We just got to learn how to override that. Once we override that, we're good. I mean, but you got to look at it.
Problem? Why we can't override
that? It won't help the next person. You got to look at all these people that's like, a motherfucker will not help the next person. A motherfucker,
that,
like, okay, let's just say for
how
instance.
We think.
I'm just saying.
You
let's
know
say
what?
For instance, like,
two
okay,
words,
let's say, me and Keisha gonna fight. Me and Keisha's gonna fight.
Because she asked Keisha the question.
All right, but I can't answer one.
All right, go ahead, Keisha.
All right, thanks, Cass.
Go ahead,
no, but all I'm just saying is that it's a crab in a barrel mentality. And with that being said, if we can overcome that, we'll be great. I mean, you got to think about it. That's all we've been taught. I mean, look how, like they say, I mean, and I'm not being funny when I say this, but it could be like 10 Mexicans in a house. Them motherfuckers going to band together and buy shit and get you where they got to go. Put 10 black motherfuckers in the house and see what happens.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers
gonna
be
stealing your shit.
Chaos.
That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it is. She's gonna start
total
coming
chaos.
Up missing.
But that's nobody's fault but our
but
own.
It will be total chaos because motherfucker can't stand. That's just like if I make him more money. Oh, well, that motherfucker make more money. He think he all that now. Motherfucker got a crab in the barrel mentality.
But that's no fault but it to anybody but our own. We can't say that the oppressor made us that way. That's your fault that you feel that way. I'm gonna tell you why
Hold on,
everybody, hold on.
What?
Let them make a point.
Let me tell you why I say that. Okay, My little brother is 27 years old, okay? He was born in Chicago, came out here when he was five, raised in Gary, the whole shebang. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He was raised down there in the Bronx. I don't think you can get no worse than that, okay? So he was
down
there.
Yeah, it get worse.
I'm in the Bronx right now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, right now, he went to the service. He in California. He doing his thing. He got real estate, restaurant, all that. I mean, he was oppressed, but he overcame it.
Okay.
Because of his upbringing.
Okay.
Crabs in a barrel. What happened to that?
Let me ask you this. Okay,
so that's why I go back
for the
to
one. Okay, let me ask you. For the one, okay, mm-hmm. he's that one that did the right thing, and I commend him for it. But I guarantee you this: ask him how many of his friends are dead in prison, or any motherfuckers that he grew up with. Everybody.
That's
I mean,
my point exactly. We oppress ourselves.
Okay,
okay,
so with that
like,
being
okay,
said,
it's not like this was just. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying this is not something we can overcome, but I'm not going to sit here and say that everything, I mean, we brought all this on ourselves. I mean, this is like, if you look at it, you got to look and see what, I mean, what they putting you, what they giving you. They, I mean, you getting scraps. Some people can get through, some people can't. I mean,
you getting scraps because you take scraps.
You say what?
You get scraps because you take scraps.
No, you get scraps because it's not in all cases. Some people are born with nothing. So then they had no other choice but to take them scraps.
Yeah.
And they can take them scraps and turn it around. I don't believe that.
Yeah, they can. Some people can.
They
can. Some people can. But let me ask you. I mean, and let's just be realistic here. I understand what you're saying, but now, if Jonathan and Marcus. Jonathan's the white guy. Marcus is the black guy. Now, they both go into, they go inside City Hall. They both dress. They both dressed in suits. Jonathan's clean cut, has tie, suit and tie, everything. Marcus, clean cut, suit and tie, everything. I mean, I'm not saying that this is right, but in a lot of cases, Marcus. When they say, well, where you from? Jonathan says, well, I'm from Crown Point. Marcus say, well, I'm from the Bronx to Gary. Who got the age?
Jonathan.
Crown Point.
That was no win situation, man, period.
They already know.
I'm just saying, that was no fault of Marcus. He was just from the wrong place.
Sometimes you just
so do that mean he should go out there? Do that mean he should go out there and kill the next guy from the Bronx?
No,
he's
I'm
from
not
the wrong
saying
place?
That. I'm not saying that.
No,
saying
we're not
that,
saying
you
that.
You saying like everything? You saying like everything just falls? Everything if he goes that straight narrow, it's all gonna fall in his lap. No, not in every.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's not how that.
You can go.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But you're gonna run into.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you guys talked about. The black on black crime and that type thing and being oppressed. You, if you have black on black crime, you are oppressing yourself.
Guess what? You know what though? When you say black on black crime, you know what? It's white on white crime. It's Asian on Asian crime.
It is.
It's,
you
know what I'm saying?
Look at the most,
when you all in the same area, you don't fuck over your neighbor. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's always. This is like gang violence. You know what gang violence is? Somebody shot my cousin. Fuck that. We don't get that nigga. We got that nigga. They don't come right back at it. This is a vicious cycle.
It is. Yep. I completely
Somebody
agree.
Is creating a lot of feedback.
Is it me? It ain't me, is it?
No, I'm trying to find it. Somebody creating a lot of feedback.
Not me.
Sound like somebody driving or doing this.
Somebody making a drink.
Yeah, somebody making a damn drink.
Wait, that might have been me. That might have been me. Can Keisha answer the question now?
By all means.
I mean, yeah. What was the question again? Motherfucker, I'm on some Hennessy, Zach. Quit playing with me.
all it seems to me is like, you know, when you got Jonathan and Marcus or whatever, you don't want to be a statistic, so you don't stop there. You just keep going until the next job, because that job might not be for you. He might find something better.
But your kids are starving. So what do you do in the meantime? That's what people don't understand.
I mean,
we have
McDonald's.
Choices that we have to make. Oh, okay. If you don't have no job, what are you supposed to do, honey? We can't go to McDonald's if we ain't got
you
no
can
money.
Go to McDonald's and get a job. You can go somewhere and get there's
what
somebody,
I'm,
huh?
What
you
sure
can.
Saying,
can
but
you
y'all gotta understand, and that's being a Gary, everybody say, oh, you can get a job, you can get a job. It's not that easy out here. First of all,
it's
you got umpteen thousand people in Gary, and you got limited amount of jobs. So
okay,
everybody
then,
can work the same
expand
job.
Your
so expand
your horizon. Get out of Gary.
Me, myself, I work downtown Chicago and loving every penny of it. But at the same time, everybody ain't got the gift of gab. Everybody didn't graduate from a high school. Everybody didn't get a chance
exactly.
to get to college, you know. So, but you have to be willing. Like me, I ain't going to even lie to you. If I know a motherfucker need a ride to work or need a ride to an interview or some shit, I'm going to call my job and be like, shit, I'm going to be a little late because I got to help somebody out real quick. You know, I'm a
hey, but you know what? I haven't really said nothing about this, but something you just said really sparked a little bit of something in me.
Uh-huh.
If you can't get a job and it's hard and all that shit, you didn't graduate from high school and all of that. Guess what? That's your fault.
That's your fault.
I was just gonna say that. Who just said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's your
said
own fault.
That.
If you didn't graduate
it's
from high
fault.
School, that's
who
your
just
fault.
Who said that?
Father Tom,
that's
I love
your
you.
You can't go around blaming other people for your
mishaps.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you didn't graduate, that's your fault. You should have went to school.
That's your fault.
I completely agree with
that's
you.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You can't sit there and blame and say, oh, well, the white man trying to keep me down. They doing this to me. No, you're doing that shit to yourself.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Somebody else
all
might
I
just
say,
if you can't find a job in Gary, then move. Go somewhere else.
That's
you
want to
know
saying.
What? But you want to know what? I'm going to tell you this, and it's a testimony. The thing is I have 3 drug convictions, and I didn't graduate high school. But I'm going to tell you, I am a manager at a restaurant.
There it is.
Go on, girl.
And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to be that statistic to where, oh, I can't find a job because I'm a convicted drug dealer or I didn't graduate high school, so I might as well just be out here on that dummy. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm a manager, and I work hard for everything.
You have just proven to us what you've been saying. You are white, and that's why you in there.
Oh,
Lord.
100, right, when you got convicted, didn't you?
I promise, because you want to know what?
If that was a black person, if that was a black woman that had drug convictions and all that shit, you know damn well we wouldn't have that job. Hey, come on, you better quit playing, Candy.
That'd have been like
I have a black friend. I
now
have a
see,
black friend that's
that,
done the same shit I did. The same shit I did. And she's a manager as well. So cut it out.
Hey, Candy, know what you're talking about. I got a speeding ticket, and that shit fucked me up a lot. I can't even get it.
All I want to know is, did you stand 10 toes down, though, on them cases?
Did I what?
Did you stand 10 times down on them cases? You ain't telling nobody, right?
Did I do what? Oh, hell no, I didn't tell. That's why I'm doing time.
What are you talking about?
I did my time proudly. I wasn't taking nobody down with me. I know I did my own business.
You stronger than a lot of niggas, man. Tell you that.
Well, yeah. It's all good. I did it. And I did the crime and I'll do the time. And I ain't taking nobody with me.
You know, I just want to
they
say
are gonna
people,
get
have to take, people have to take into consideration people's environment and how they grew up. I mean, if you grew up with parents that taught you how to make the right choices and things like that, then, yeah, of course you can make it. Of course people can make it out and do better things with their life. But you got to understand, everybody's environment is not the same. They weren't raised the same. You got drug addicts out here. You know, the parents, the kids ain't going to school. They don't care. You know, I mean, it's just like y'all don't understand that these kids have to grow up, and if you grow up and don't know how to make the right choices, you're just gonna do what you can do. What you were taught. You don't know no different. So you know that's why I be trying to tell you, you can't look at one person's situation and say, oh, why are they doing this and that? Because you don't know what they've been through. You've never walked in their shoes.
Yes.
I disagree with that.
Me too.
You do.
Everybody, I do too. Because everybody can change.
I'm sorry.
Can change themselves.
I can't disagree with that. Why,
you watch a certain age. You have every right to make a change.
Everybody can't talk at one time, y'all.
Everybody can't talk at once.
Gotta be one person at a time. Okay, we'll start with Janine. Go ahead and finish your point, Janine.
I was just saying, you can make a change once you learn how to do it. And it has to be at a certain age when you're ready to start making those changes and start to see that, okay, maybe I can do something different. But when you're a teenager and all this stuff, you still trying to wrap everything around your head. You don't know what's right and what's wrong and shit like that. I mean, I was raised with all of these kids. I worked in foster care, and I know it's real easy for people to say it's easy for these kids to make changes, and it's not. It's really not. It's not as easy as people want. You know, y'all can say whatever y'all like. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Salute.
Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, we got to get ready to get up out of here. Our stream time is almost over. But I am going to say
what's
this.
What's up with my other song? Duh.
We gonna play it at the end.
What the fuck you mean? I ain't mean to change y'all's show into a motherfucking testimonial infomercial.
Wait a minute.
I know
she didn't just say what's up with her other song when she didn't took that goddamn point.
I did. I had to cram a lot of shit I wanted to say into this one little segment. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Okay, go ahead.
We can bring it back.
Right. Come on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. All right. Buddy, you got your last word?
Yeah.
I enjoyed this evening. I didn't hang up like some people thought I would. I mean, I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I do believe that at a certain time, whether when you raised as a child, you're going to have questions, and they have to be answered. And you just in your season where you have a lot of questions, and you will find your answer one day.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed myself, and I'll see y'all next week.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up. Candy, you got any last words?
Yeah, but I missed you. Keisha,
my cousin
nice talking to you.
It was wonderful, baby.
You guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you Tuesday, Lord willing.
Yeah.
Amen. All
right. Lisa, you got any last words?
Who you got?
Sorry, I came in so late. I wish I would have heard y'all from the beginning. See y'all on Tuesday.
Yes.
8:30. Marley.
Yeah, what's going on now?
You got any last words for us, bro?
Yeah, it was a good show. From what I heard, and you know, I'd like to see some more of them delicious pictures on the site. You know what I'm saying? And,
Last time it came true for you. So speak it, and it might come true.
The Lord is looking
right, that's one right there, buddy.
Big Pookie. You got any last words for us, bro?
Hey, a great show for both of y'all. Appreciate it. That's like my daddy, too, so she much love. That nigga raised me. You know what I'm saying?
Take you out.
I love that nigga.
Out
I love that nigga.
Proud of that, man?
Shut the fuck up,
nigga. I guess.
Hey,
you got your last words?
Oh, it was a good show. I enjoyed myself. You know, I love debating and talking with people about these types of things. I definitely enjoyed it. So I will be back on here next week.
That's what's up. All right, Keisha, you got about 15 seconds for your last word. You know you like to go on and on. You got about 15 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to shout out everybody. St. G. Y'all already know Kim folks. They in the building. I don't know. What y'all want me to say? I got 15 seconds to do what? Y'all know I need a whole minute and a half. All
right.
Y'all go quiet like I ain't talking shit. All
right, go ahead,
okay.
Dog. We got about 5 seconds.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, thanks everybody calling. SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all hit us up, man. Y'all know how we do it. Get in, get out, let's have some fun.
All right. Tisha, thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate the conversation with you. Thank
Not
everybody
a problem,
for calling.
Though.
Thank everybody for listening to us on internet. Remember, SinCityRadioShow.com, GangstaVilleRadio.com. We get you heard. You heard me? Alright, going to the song, brother.
Okay, now. Hold on. You caught me walking away.
Alright, I got you. We're gonna go with
I got
get
you right loop. Here. Let's get this loop. Right. Let's get this loop.
Yeah. Pockets on plump, cause a nigga got low. I hear my name and I hate a mouth, man. G, I say aim, take a hater out. I'm slinking hella deep, no drought. Turn her up and turn her out. Spin around, drop her down. Move, Mr. Icy in your town. Cool, calm and collective. Game on galactic. Yes, sir, I back bitch. Money I attracted. Oh, she's so attractive. A real red active. Watch it move. Up and down like 6-4. Moving gas like Sicko. Don't. See it like Cisco. Make that meat move till I bust no pistol. Every time I move, my jewelry glitter like disco. Bow. Bitch, that's what I do. 50 bags in a mall. 100 pack got me moving, y'all. No brakes, I'ma move it all. 100 pack, got me moving, y'all. No brakes, I'ma move it out. Yeah. Pockets on plump, cause a nigga got loose. 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 I hear my name and I hate a mouth. I take aim, take a hater out. I hear my name and I hate a mouth. I take aim, take a hater out.
I hear my name and I hate them out. Fuck the shit they talk about. Speaking greasy makes it easy. Cock a name and lay them out. Know that shit you speak about. Bitch, don't play no games. Put your name on, bless your dress. I laugh, your life is filled with shame. I hear my name and I hate them out. Facebook post the most. Hide behind a keyboard, talking fast. Bitch, you doing the most. Let's take this drama to the streets and watch me disrespect your name. I know it feels you that I'm near you. Make it clear you're very lame. Wanna get involved with this shit. You don't wanna pour out to this shit. I'm too hard of a bitch. I stay in charge of some shit. Hear my name and I hate a mouth. Solution, close the fans. I did that dirt about your fans. Don't let this bullshit get you smashed.
Pockets on plump, cause a nigga got loose. 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 I hear my name and I hate a mouth. I take aim, take a hater out. I hear my name and I hate a mouth. I take aim, take a hater out.
Juicy Ruby Red Lil. Got me like, who is that chick?
Who that?
Plus what she do to music.
What?
Many done threw a few chips. Got them about to lose that grill.
Yeah.
She dope. Gotta get a fix.
Gotta
make them go animal. Zoo in this bitch.
Yes.
And me? No. I ain't new to this.
I'm new to this.
Up on it. High as a soprano
light.
Bitch.
Lights on December 25th. I stay lit.
On the city's number one draft pick. Yeah, flicking haters off like ass.
Flicking haters off like
killing these hoes, gon' bag 'em.
Pockets on plump, cause a nigga got loose. 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 I hear my name and I hate a mouth. I take aim, take a hater out. I hear my name and I hate a mouth.
I take aim, take a hater out.